We're not going to stand up here and make any type of excuses. We didn't play well enough, and we're all part of it. And we're not in the blame game. We're not in the pointing fingers game. Our job is to come together as a group, coaches and players. We're in the solution business, not in the create problem business. And that's what we got to go work to do, is find the solutions to alleviate the problems.
Yes, the Raiders had multiple problems last Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by the head coach, as he appears every week on the show. 8 touchdowns, you allowed 7 turnovers, so we'll take it in order. But first of all, just the reaction from the staff and the players you were talking about. You can't be finger-pointing. When you have a game like that, guys tend to point fingers. What's the mood of your staff and your players right now?
Well, I think the mood of the staff and the players has been great. I think everybody understands what we're trying to get accomplished here and what we're trying to do, and we all understand the situation that we're in right now. The thing you have to look at is how do those things happen? Well, just go back to the 3rd and 1, where after we fought back to get back into the game, it's 35-31, and we have a 3rd and 1, and we end up giving up an explosive play for a touchdown. We follow that right back up with a fumble on the kickoff, and those are the things that we have to understand, that we have to eliminate, because we did a great job of pulling ourselves back in the game, but all the momentum that we had gathered went out the window when we let those things happen.
Yeah, Jamal Charles was isolated against Miles Burris on an out and up, and Charles misses a tackle, and it's a 71-yard touchdown. That was the one Jamal Charles pass catch that wasn't a screen. When you went back and looked at it, because you called 3 different defenses for each screen, what happened on each play?
We didn't execute the way we were supposed to execute. And so we've worked hard this week, on the screen game. We understand that, that's something that once you put it on tape, guys are going to come back and other teams are going to see it, and they're going to try to attack you in the same way. So we've worked hard on making sure everybody understands exactly how they're supposed to fit on the screens in the different coverage concepts that we have. And we've worked hard to improve that, and we'll be better at that this week.
7 turnovers in the game. Matt McGloin turned the ball over 5 times. Was it simply a case where you fall behind 21-3 and he's trying to force the ball into places he maybe shouldn't have?
I think a lot of it comes down to that, both offensively and defensively. I think guys, and I told the guys this after the game, told them this on Monday, that guys are pressing. They're trying to do too much instead of just doing what we work on all week in practice to do, and that's go out and execute your assignment. Don't try to make a play that's not there for you to make. Just make the plays that are designed for you to make. And I think that's what happened. We got a group of guys that want to win. We got a group of guys that want to compete really hard, and they have. They're just trying to help the team, but at times that hurts us.
You did come back. You're down 21-3 and 35-10 with about 6 to go in the half, and you scored 3 consecutive touchdowns, and you're right back into the game. Talk about Matt McGloin. You were speaking earlier this week during your Monday press conference about his ability to drive the ball down the field. He's had 15 pass completions of 25 yards or more since he's taken over as your quarterback in 5 games, which is the most in the NFL.
Yeah, he leads the league in explosive passes. And he's done a great job of being able to get the ball down the field to a talented group of wide receivers. I think our wide receivers are one of the more improved units on our football team, and they've been able to make a lot of explosive plays in the passing game. And I was proud of the way that our guys fought back and battled back, and really when it got to 35-31, I believe we were going to win the football game.
Yeah.
We couldn't make enough plays to get that done, and like I've already spoken about, we compounded a couple of mistakes with a couple on top of it, and that's how games get out of control like that.
Yeah, since he's taken over as your quarterback, you're averaging 25 points a game on offense, and you got to score in this division when you look at the quarterbacks in the AFC West with Alex Smith and Peyton Manning and the guy you're going to see Sunday and Phillip Rivers. Your friend Mike McCoy, I think, has tightened up his game. When you look at the numbers, Coach, 70% completion percentage, over 4,000 yards. The interceptions are way down from last year, 28 touchdowns versus 9 INTs. What has Coach McCoy done for Rivers' game this year?
Well, I think the biggest thing that they've done is they've allowed him to get the ball out of his hands a lot quicker. And, they lead the league in time of possession. They're averaging almost 33 minutes a game of time of possession. And he's playing it with a controlled passing game, throwing the ball underneath, being able to keep completions. They lead the league in third down conversions, so they're able to get themselves in third and manageable situations. And, you know, I think Phillip Rivers is playing as well as he's played throughout his career. I mean, he's playing at a high level. You know, he's playing like a first-round draft choice. He's playing like a Pro Bowl player.
Who's the number one threat? Because Gates is always there with 70 catches. Danny Woodhead is such a big part of their game. But this youngster, Keenan Allen, looks like he's the go-to guy the last few weeks.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. It's hard to really identify the number one go-to threat because they really have so many go-to threats. And those three that you mentioned are the primary targets that they're able to, you know, really get some big plays in the passing game. And they all create matchup issues. You know, Keenan Allen's a really big physical receiver that can run, has a big catching radius. Obviously, Antonio Gates, we all know what he is as a tight end. And this Danny Woodhead's really, he's really helped this football team because he gives the quarterback an outlet on underneath throws. When nothing's down the field, he's the guy that, you know, can get open underneath and catch the ball. And he's really tough to get down in space. So they've got a lot of weapons on the offensive side of the ball.
And their defense is playing great. They handled Denver in Denver 10 days ago, allowing them just 20 points. Going back to when we saw them early in the year, October the 6th, I thought that was probably the game that your team has played the best since you've been the head coach. You guys were solid that night against San Diego.
Yeah, I thought we played really well against them the first time. I thought, you know, both on both sides of the ball, really, and in the kicking game, I thought that was probably our best performance of the year. And, you know, it's really the teams really aren't a whole lot different than what they were earlier in the year. You know, they're still, you know, doing the same things on offense. I think the thing that really has improved them, I think their defense has improved. They're only giving up 17 points a game over the last 3 weeks of the season. So that's a team that, you know, in a unit that's greatly improved. And I think their offense has done a good job of helping them in that regard. You know, against Denver, they had 40 minutes time of possession. So anytime you're able to control the ball like that, you know, that helps out a defense.
All right, Coach, thank you as always. Good luck on Sunday in San Diego.
Thanks, Greg.
If you got a call from Mark Davis or Reggie McKenzie and they asked you, what do we do with this coaching staff, what would you say?
I would just tell them that I trust them. You know, I trust this organization and I trust them to make the best decision. You know, if players have too much involvement in those kind of things, you know, it becomes too personal. And you just got to trust the front office and those guys upstairs.